Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. While wearing a mask is not required in Vermont, Governor Scott is urging people to wear them to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Gifford Medical Center Chief Medical Officer Josh White says that while surgical masks provide better protection than homemade ones, the companies that make them are still trying to catch up with demand.
The manufacturers of masks are not working to historical PAR levels that hospitals and healthcare facilities required. Now they're working to levels that are much increased for everybody and staying there and going to stay there for a long term. So catch up is going to be a long process.
White says that wearing a cloth mask, bandana, or even a scarf is better than wearing no facial protection. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan says he wants his office to release more information about investigations into allegations of police misconduct. The AG's office has 15 open investigations of law enforcement officers, including 6 use-of-force cases. Donovan says there are still privacy issues to work out, and his office declined to provide further details about the investigations.
But we got to find a way to be more transparent about releasing these types of cases, not in terms of a conclusion, but the fact that we have them and that we're investigating them, because, again, it comes down to the public trust.
Donovan's comments come after his office filed assault charges against a former St. Albans police officer. The attorney general had previously declined to charge the officer, but reopened the case after a VPR inquiry about the case. And Senator Patrick Leahy says looming furloughs at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Center in St. Albans would idle more than 1,000 workers on August 3rd. Speaking Wednesday on the floor of the Senate in Washington, Leahy said the Vermont furloughs would be part of more than 13,000 furloughs nationwide, caused by a $1.2 billion budget shortfall in the agency that handles citizenship issues. Leahy is urging the Senate to begin negotiations on another COVID-19 relief bill that would provide money to cover the shortfall. Governor Phil Scott said Wednesday he was unaware of the size of the furlough in St. Albans, but said it would be another blow to the state's economy. The Eye on the Sky forecast, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, a few scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible in the north this afternoon, highs mid-80s to low 90s. Any evening showers or thunderstorms, which could be strong, will end cloudy, warm and muggy overnight, lows mainly in the 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, some breaks of sun, chance for a passing shower in the north, numerous showers and thunderstorms south, less humid tomorrow, high temperatures mid-70s to low 80s. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News.